Paul Black and Simon Lopez, and they really encouraged me to walk closer with the Lord. Then in high school, and then since I've been a believer, I've had a burden for the lost. I've been wanting to witness to my lost friends, and I want to be helpful and loving towards my family and friends. My prayer life has definitely increased, and I've been growing. Prayer is the only thing that can truly calm me down when I'm anxious. God has helped me to overcome many sins. I've also begun to really enjoy reading God's Word, and lately I've been reading through the New Testament epistles. The Spirit has been convicting me of seeing my own sin instead of looking at the sins of others. He's telling me that though I live in the world, I am not to be of the world. I know I am called to be conformed to the image of Christ, Romans 8:29. I call out to God and go into the Word when I am tempted and when things are difficult. I take hold of the promises of God. The Bible says, there is now therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I'm in Christ. Even if there is a struggle with my old nature, I have been set free because of Christ. Since I've been coming to Living Hope, I've been growing. I appreciate the sound doctrine and also that we sing hymns, and everyone has been really welcoming. My confession of Christ. Jesus has saved me from physical and spiritual death. He died for me on the cross and rose again. I want to live for Him. I don't want to waste the opportunity that Christ has given me. As I come for membership at Living Hope, I'd like to leave you with one of my favorite verses that has really encouraged me. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for good and not for evil, for to give you a future and a hope. Thank you.